or one of us. Your passion is the world of mountain biking, from enduro to gravel races and everything in between. This is Insider MTB, the podcast that takes you behind the handlebars, into the dirt, and behind the scenes of the mountain biking world. And now your host, Austin White.
Hit the reset button right there since technical difficulties. I tried to run two screens today, and it was too much for my little MacBook Pro for us. We lost two of our guests, so we're just kind of doing a little bit of a reboot, restart. We're going to try to have them on here pretty soon again. And it was kind of wild thinking about this because Spencer, who's my co-host tonight, was going to be late
every night. And
every night. Log in 24/7. And I thought that was kind of going to be a little rocky, but hey, we work through technical difficulties here at Insider MTB. But I was the one that kind of threw it all off. But thanks for sticking through it, Spencer.
Yeah, whatever. It's a bummer, but stuff happens. I mean, yeah, we had a good show lined up for you, but it's all good.
Like, yeah, I mean, hopefully we have them coming back this Sunday. So I'm going to try to rip this one out real quick for us to get online and get these guys back on Sunday. But the main reason I wanted to just kind of roll a little quick one with us is just get you pre-hyped, everyone, for Sea Otter. We have it coming up. We have some special plans, and then this podcast has some special plans for it. We're just trying to get, you know, more people, more eyeballs on everything, and then also kind of just feed you guys. We want to spoon feed you everything from Sea Otter from not being there as much as we can. So hopefully, I think I have all this live issue kind of figured out, but I want to go live on Friday up at Sea Otter around 3 o'clock their time, California time, and have multiple people come through that are there at Sea Otter, talk about their products, talk about everything. I mean, my hope right now, I have a pretty lengthy list, at least 10 people from the industry, just to kind of give them 20, 30 minutes. Just let's talk about what's going on. Maybe even talk about the health of the industry. Maybe we don't know what'll happen.
Damn, 10 people, 20, 30 minutes, bro. You're going to have a late night on Saturday. I'll try to help some of them, but
yeah,
I got to be rested.
Spencer's not sure if he's going to be there for the whole thing. James, he's not sure if he'll be there for the whole thing, but I'll be there for the whole thing.
Right. That's right.
The best motorhome spot in the park. Thank you, Kathy Pruitt, for lining that one up.
Let's go, KP.
Yeah, KP, a longtime friend, great person. Also, sometimes a listener of the podcast. I tried to get her to come on at thing, and she was like, no. But
really?
Yeah, I know. It's
I feel like she'd be great.
She'd be great, right? I mean, like the history of riding bikes, and she's been in this industry longer than me. So... yeah, and now she's the woman at her sister also works there, I believe, and is kind of pretty in charge of Sea Otter, I believe.
Okay,
and
then, interesting.
Yeah, that at least that's from my understanding. I'm not 100% sure. And then now Kathy's, she's getting to that age where, you know, being an athlete is rough on the body, and I think she probably was ready to take a little bit of a break, and this is helping her out, and she's doing a little work for Sea Otter.
Yeah, that's sick. That's super cool. Yeah, Sea Otter's here, man. I can't believe it. It's already April 11th as we're recording this. And, man, it's ridiculous how quickly this year's gone by. And now Sea Otter's like the kind of kickoff for a lot of people. A lot of the brands and stuff, obviously. It's a huge expo. It's racing. If you work at Sea Otter, plug your ears. But racing is very much a secondary. Everyone's got to go race there because... so much of the industry is there, but let's be honest, the racing sucks. The courses, other than dual slalom, the courses suck. And but you got to be there. So you go, you try to have fun, and you do as well as you can because the entire industry is there. The entire industry is looking at race results and what's going on. So there's a lot to do. Thousands of people come through. Everyone's releasing new products. I think between Pink Bike, Vital, Mountain Bike Action, all the websites, whatever. All I'm seeing in articles are new product releases every 20 minutes popping up. So it's crazy. There's gold Fox Forks, new DVO suspension, new Marzocchi suspension, whatever, all these upside down forks. I saw new pedals. There's so much stuff coming out, brand new bikes. Yeah. Like brands are just trying to squeeze it in before
cargo
Seattle.
Bike racks, maybe?
Yeah, literally. Literally. There's so much going on.
I mean, it's your truck's going to be the centerpiece at a booth, right?
Yeah, yeah, it actually is going to be inside of the Thule booth. It was last year also, so that's my home base. But yeah, Thule's got some stuff they're showing. I'm actually going up a couple days early to shoot with the Thule crew and a couple other people and do some shooting for this new bike rack that they have. I don't know if they'll show it, though, at Sea Otter because
really?
I don't know that it's out yet, but we're shooting it. Yeah, it might. It might be. But
it holds 6 to 9 bikes on it. Yeah.
I think 5 at most.
Wow.
If that gives you an idea of what it's going to be. But.
Funny story is I moved and I have a bike rack and I've had this bike rack and it's a Thule bike rack. And that's I think cool. Their bike racks are one of the sickest bike racks.
It's simple.
And I'm not sponsored, not helped by any of them. I bought this full retail. I love this bike rack, but I don't use bike racks because I live in Southern California and I'm scared to death of people stealing my shit.
Yeah.
But I have this bike rack and I don't know what to do with it because it's just, it's an awkward area of my garage or my storage thing. But I love that bike rack. It works so good. What do I do?
That's the only bummer with all bike racks, honestly. I have the same one you do. It's a Thule T2, but same deal if you were running some Yakima or whatever.
One Up or whatever. Someone.
They don't exactly, they're not exactly compact. So throw them in a garage. They're super awkward. The hitches or the receiver end or whatever is sticking out. It's like, not exactly storable. However, Thule does have one called the Epos that folds up really
small. Do they really?
Yeah, it's like my neighbor just bought one, but
is it
folds up super small, like literally, I don't know.
Is it going to the hitch? And
three bike rack? It folds up like crazy. It's super
But where
small.
Does the bikes go on the frame or do they go on the wheels?
Both on the wheels and then with one support arm, which you can put it anywhere you want. You could put it on the frame, you could put it on the tires. Whatever, but then there's
Thule,
two straps.
You want to start a trade-in program? I'll bring you my really good expensive rack for this other
other it's rack. Also expensive.
Okay.
But all our stuff's made in the U.S. So
really,
I had no idea. It's constructed in the U.S. So
really, wow. Okay.
Little plug.
Support Thule, this guy. I like it.
Anyways,
no. Yes.
I'm going. We're going to Sea Otter. I have big plans, and you're capturing the big plans.
Yeah.
That should be fun.
So first off, look, Spencer is a man of many talents on a bicycle, not so much on a dirt bike, but
correct.
Yes, but very good on a jet ski sometimes. You might see him around at places. And
I'm working on that.
And Spencer had this idea, and we've always done videos together. We have, we go through up and downs as I feel like brothers have. And I'm just stoked you hit me up for this idea. It's a pretty ambitious program. I think a lot of people race dual slalom downhill and the enduro there, but then adding in a mix of XC is a brutal punch to the face or punch to the body week of racing or 4 days. Four days?
It'll end up being 3 days of racing with how the scheduling is, two of them on one day. Still figuring out what class I have to race because there's some crossover on Sunday. But more than anything, honestly, the gnarliest part about it all, rather than as opposed to like doing all of the disciplines, we're doing it all on one bike. So Specialized just released the Epic Evo, Epic 8, Epic Evo. And I'm racing all of the disciplines on one bike. Not changing anything except for tires, I think will be the only change I make. Same wheels, same drivetrain, same bar, stem, setup, everything. And how the schedule looks like it's shaping up for me, I'm pretty sure one way or the other, I'm going for most streamlined, aerodynamic, pedal efficient race to the most gravity focused. Or vice versa. I'm either going to race the downhill and go straight to the XC start line, or I'm going to race the XC and go straight to the start of the downhill, probably full Lycra, full aero helmet, just because there's no way around it. And the only other XC race that they offer is the big Lifetime Grand Prix, the Fuego. And I've been riding, and I've been riding cross country a bit and working on that shape, but I just don't have the 70 miles in me. So we're going to do the regular XC.
Okay, hold on. So going, because you're now thinking about it, you're going to have to change tires, right? From that XC.
Yeah.
So, what's the plan? You have another set of wheels just swapped?
Yeah, I think that's going to be, it's going to be the same set of wheels. Well, not the same exact set, same model of wheel. But yeah, I'll have a setup for downhill and a setup for XC.
Okay.
Just different tires. So
are we having like a full-time mechanic? You're rolling in, throwing it on the stand, someone's doing it, or are you doing it yourself? Or am I doing it?
I think it'll be a bit of a mix. Tanner Keatsman, good buddy of mine that works with Specialized as well. He, LA Bike Wrench, he's the man. He is going to be helping me with wrenching for most of it. So he'll be my saving grace, to say the least.
You're rolling in hot speed right back out. Like, this is NASCAR pit stop F1.
Yeah, level, literally. Right? I'm going to need some like quick release clothes to put some stuff on. Honestly, I might just race the downhill in full Lycra, and I feel like that'd be pretty freaking hilarious. Maybe full Lycra on a full face. That'd be insane.
Dude, that's ambitious.
Yeah, it'll be fun though. I'm here for it. That's it. I don't know. I mean, granted, I'm going to try my best and do my best, try to do my best, but I'm going to be pretty smoked. So I'm not, I don't know. I'm not going to expect to light the world on fire and win everything, but the goal would be to land as close, if not on the podium in Enduro. I'm kind of trying to, dual slalom's going to be tough on that thing, but the goal is kind of to make it to the round of 16 at least on that thing, and then downhill.
Hold on, at dual slalom, what's the highest you've done there?
Round of 16.
Okay.
Yeah, I've made it, qualified in, and then I've always kind of like, Braden Bringhurst was on here a couple episodes ago, and he's training. And training for slalom,
just for slalom, and you're training for all of them.
I'm just winging it, dude. Honestly, I don't even. I'm just riding my bike.
He has a mental coach, a nutritionist, I don't know if he does, but yeah, I'm just saying.
No, he's doing it right. I'm not gonna ride dual slalom once before this. I'm gonna show up and just ride my bike. And that's kind of what I always do. And it's, I don't know. Probably doesn't set me up for the most success, but. It is what it is. We're winging it. We're going to have fun, and I'm going to qualify. I'm very confident in that.
It set you up with some gorilla nuts right there. Is that what's up?
Oh, yeah. Gorilla nuts, man. Shout out Gorilla Nuts. make car parts, but sick tea, bro. But anyway.
Have you even, hold on, let's just on, I know you can fling a bike and do whatever on pretty much anything. Honestly, like you probably would do slalom on a gravel bike if we needed to.
I mean, it would not be fast, but
have you rode an Epic Evo on any type of slalom back-to-back berm pedal?
Nope.
Okay. All right, you guys, good luck. We'll see you there.
That's what I'm saying. But honestly, I every year, like, people build slalom bikes for Sea Otter Slalom.
Yeah.
I just ride the same exact bike that I rode for the Enduro every year that I've done it. Again, probably not the best thing to do, but just kind of stiffen up the fork and shock and run it. Like, I don't know. I feel like
We need air pressure settings, you know?
Those bikes are so good. Like,
yeah.
I don't know. The 27.5 wheel, sure, maybe that would help you turn a little bit quicker. The downhill cassette make the gear jumps a little tighter, so it's not so much of a jump between one gear to the next in terms of pedaling, because it's very finite where you can pedal and how you can output your own power. So I don't know, man.
How much are you busting your ass on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday for this other shoot?
I told them to please be easy on me.
Be gentle on you.
So I don't know. I the goal, I'm driving up Monday. I have something to do here Monday morning from like 6 a.m. to 9:30. Then I'm going to drive up to Sea Otter after that. to Monterey. We'll shoot Tuesday. Hopefully we don't shoot that much of Wednesday so I can pre-ride the enduro course just a little bit. And then Thursday morning is the enduro. Thursday morning, enduro. Friday, we have slalom practice. Not doing anything else. Saturday, slalom. Saturday night or afternoon, whatever. And then Sunday morning is the big one. Downhill, straight into XC.
Is there like, are we getting some steroids? Are we getting some drugs?
Oh, yeah,
like,
everything, dude. Yeah. I'm on everything. Whatever, okay. If you name it, I'm on it. No, I'm
looking open for sponsorship from EPO. Yeah. Anyone who wants to support this sick idea, bring us drugs. We'll make it happen.
Yeah. No, I'm a raw dog, man. I drink water. That's about it. I don't.
Yeah,
drink,
something's fucking wrong with you.
Drink mix.
Yeah. Every time we go ride, I go ride with Spencer. He is probably the most unprepared, but prepared because he's so strong and he doesn't need that. Me over here, I'm like, all right, I got to mix it to the right amount. I got to take this bar and 1 hour in, I got to eat it. Out there checking my air pressure, and then I still get my ass kicked by Spencer. So
it's probably not a good thing that I do this. So I could probably be way faster if I really took it seriously. And
I don't know. We've had that talk. I've had that talk with you. I feel like
we definitely have
that seriousness sometimes gets too much for you. Like, and to be fair, this is a psychological thing with all top athletes in any sport you do is there's kind of there's two type of athletes. There's one that is hyper focused and you can't even talk to them. They just have the blindfolds on. And then there's the ones that don't want to have anything to do with what it's about to go down. It's like, oh yeah, I got to throw this football right now. Okay. What's going on? I'm going to hit up on Facebook. I don't know. Some just to keep their mind occupied like that. And you fall in that ladder for sure.
Yeah. More or less. For sure. I end up at races. I get serious when it's probably a little too late, but when I'm having the most fun, when I'm like lighthearted and stuff, that's when I tend to ride the best and stuff. So I don't know. It is what it is, but we're going to Sea Otter. We're racing everything and I'm going to be exhausted, but.
So are you only just taking one bike up there or even anything just on the back of the stand of the F-150 ripping by Thule? Just fucking the bike.
Oh, they, bike. You know, that's good. They might ask me to bring a couple other bikes to put them on the rack, but yeah, I'm just going to ride one bike. And that's it. And, that's it. Like, that's all I've really been on. Granted, I rode my e-bike today, but I've only pretty much been riding my Epic Evo and try to get as used to it as possible. And
except for when we have to do photo shoots, but
get ready to go fast. Yeah, exactly. But what about you? What do you got? What's your plan other than following me around?
Dude, I'm training for Sea Otter to just follow you around. Like, great. I'm over here trying to get as many miles as I am because fuck, dude. Like,
I know I might have you running around.
I'm going to be everywhere. And hopefully your buddy can help us out with some shots. I got a couple plans on Friday, obviously, with the podcast. Like, hopefully, everyone loves it. That I keep talking to, but it's like getting them to fully listen. So hopefully this kind of opens up some of that doors. Like if you're on it and getting some more awareness of it. And then, the other side of it is, Saturday, I got to go do a little shoot for another brand a little bit. So hopefully our buddy can help.
Oh,
us
you are. That pulled through.
Yeah. That pulled through. Okay, so sick. I gotta give you a GoPro for some of the stuff.
Okay.
But we'll figure it out. We'll figure it all out. I'm not worried. But I'm more hoping that like we have maybe some just raw motion video, just either it's a breakdown or it's winning or it's, you got the wrong tire when you take off and you're like, oh shit, I got to go back. I gotta get the other tire.
Yeah.
I don't know. Any of that type of stuff. I want that's what we're hoping for. I'm here for the drama.
I'm cool
this
with it. I'm cool with it.
Yeah.
No, I get it. We've worked together plenty. You know I wear my heart on my sleeve, bro. If something's wrong, you know it. If I'm pissed off, you know it. If I'm stoked, you know it. and so on and so forth. So yeah, I mean, shit, just piss me off and you'll get some emotion out of me. Start yelling at you, barking maybe, orders or something.
Maybe I'll talk shit to you, but
tell you to fuck off or something.
Well, definitely on Friday though, we'll have the autograph table set up for you so people come through, get that autograph on the live stream.
Dude, speaking of autographs, Sebastian, normal mountain biker, hit me up. He's doing something on Friday at the Specialized booth at 11 a.m. So if you're listening, you go to this thing.
Okay.
He's doing something called, like, Are You Smarter Than an Influencer? Where people are going to walk up and try to answer questions better than he can or something like that. And for whatever reason, the guy asked me to host it, to be the MC or whatever. And I said, yo, I'm super down, but we have one problem. He's like, haha, what? Something. I'm like, dude, I'm not funny. I'm not very charismatic like you are. He's like, oh, no worries, dude. I'm like, dude, are you sure? You're picking the wrong guy. But
oh, fuck, yeah, now I'm coming, man, to that. Can I get in that to talk shit? I want to know. We can fucking, are you smarter than, all right, I need to look something up.
Yeah.
That's just totally off the wall, like an XD driver onto a wheel or something. Yeah. Dude, all right. Be, yeah. And he said he wanted to roll through on the podcast as well for a little bit. I know there's like a, some type of dinner or something special going on with Specialized on Friday night, but he's going to give us a little bit of his time.
Yeah, cool. And he's a man.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, we're going to have a bunch of different people on, and I mean, we're welcome. We want people that if you're at Sea Otter, roll by at that moment and give us a high five on the podcast. You know, like we're down, you know?
Yeah. Anyone, everyone, whatever, come say what's up. We'll put it out on Instagram or something.
Yeah, for my 189 followers, I believe, you know, we're
those are the 198 that matter, man.
Yeah, we're under the 50k, so I'm just glad we got some friends that have above 50k.
Hey, could you imagine 200 people rolling into the motorhome? That'd be insane.
I'm gonna get shot for that.
Yeah.
But Saturday night, let's hurry up that slalom so I can get to Supercross on TV. That's my plan.
Okay, I got you. Well, hopefully I make it in, so you're a little late to Supercross.
Hopefully
I make it into the round of four or whatever that is.
Four. Oof.
Yeah, let's make it all the way.
All the way. Do they pay for top 16 or no? Just top four or something? Top three? Or do they even pay it?
I don't think Sea Otter pays. I don't know. I could be wrong. I've never done well enough to get
I think we're going to try to get someone on from Sea Otter on the podcast for the live one. And maybe they just talk some shit with us. Let's see what they got. Or they're going to hate us and they're going to ask us to leave and I'll never get that RV spot again. So,
hey, whatever. We need the drama.
We're out here fucking risking it for you, everyone. Okay. Just want that said.
Yeah. But Sea Otter should be fun, man. I'm stoked and I'm pumped to get to do something again with you. And
I feel like what we've done, actually we have this road bike thing, not to list out shit that's wild, but yeah, that new road bike thing, when I can get off my ass and stop doing other people's shit, I can finish this road bike thing because it's pretty sick.
Make that money because I can't pay you enough.
I get it.
But for sure.
Yeah, then, all right.
After that, we're just rolling home and probably going to work on some sort of project, but I think ultimately it'd be sick to see people.
The next jet ski project. When are we going to do a jet ski project?
Specialized, got to make a jet ski first. Dude, that would be pretty sick, actually. It'll be like towed with a jet ski or something.
Yeah. But, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Other than that, man. Chase, you're going to the BMEs?
Yes. Yes, BMEs coming up. BMEs, BMDH.
Hopefully
we get you out of here for a few of those, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Get some enduro love. Just maybe race downhill. You could do both. Yeah.
Yeah. See, that's the kind of stuff I'm game for it.
On an Epic Evo.
Probably not, but not at Sea Otter's special because you can race them all on everything. And it's not like downhill course is the first stage of the enduro. And it's like gets gnarly at speed, but it's like,
didn't you win an enduro on an Epic Evo?
Yeah. Yeah. A while ago. Big Bear.
Big Bear.
Big Bear, I won. Which, same deal with Sea Otter. It's like the smaller bike was definitely the right bike for that. So that's kind of what I'm thinking with this enduro. It's the XC race, or the enduro is an XC race, more or less.
Yeah.
It's like 5 minutes of sprinting per stage.
What do you guys usually win on at it? On it, like
small bikes.
Small bikes.
Yeah.
No one's won on a big bike in the enduro.
It's not worth it. You lose so much in pedaling efficiency that the stage one is the downhill course. So that would be the stage that you could run the biggest bike on, then and it would be okay. Stage two, stage three, and stage four. Stage four is the dual slalom. Last year they changed it something right next to the dual slalom, and it was stupid. And this year I see that they're bringing it back to the dual slalom. Yeah, you run one lane of the dual slalom. And then the other two stages are out in the middle of nowhere on the XC course, and they are just full-on sprints. You are on the pedals the whole time, and so you need like an XC bike or something small. Yeah. So like a 140 bike typically is what the winners are on, I would say. Yeah, something like that. I think.
Okay, so dual crown for downhill win ever?
Could you imagine? Oh, on at Sea Otter?
Yeah.
It's been years. It's been years.
Years.
Yeah, everyone's on.
Back when the dual crown was about as much travel as your Epic Evo right now.
Yeah, exactly. But,
oh, wow.
Yeah, but I don't know. I heard some rumors of some guys coming out for the downhill race that haven't raced in a while, so it should be.
Okay.
Should be interesting. Should be fun. I'm just excited to get.
I can say some of the names.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, if you're dropping that, man, drop the insight.
I'm not 100% sure, but I'm supposed to be maybe doing something with this guy as well when we're there.
Okay. What kind of bike does he ride?
Crestline?
Yeah, I think I know who you're talking about.
Okay. Yeah. But
Might be an Olympian.
They don't make a small travel bike for that guy. So I don't know. Yeah. I guess he's just going to run.
Might be an Olympian of another sport.
Might be from California, now lives in Tennessee.
Oh, that guy, different guy.
Oh, no. Shit. Sorry.
Oh, I was thinking of a different guy.
Oh, wow. We are. Okay.
Also
wow.
on a Crestline.
Yes, also on a Crestline. Okay. Wow. Then we have our names crossed up.
We got some heaters.
Maybe he's not racing. Maybe he's just there.
I bet he's. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe. I don't know. He is.
Then. Yeah. Maybe I should call him.
You should give him a call. We should get him on the pod when the freaking recording works again.
Hey, stop it. Riverside's the most top quality Googled software for podcasts. So
I hope they're listening so they can give us a buzz.
I really hope so. Maybe I should just send them this one and be like, hey, this one fucked up. And then they'll have to listen to it and be like, what the fuck? All right. Yeah, that's what we got. Give you a little 26-minute thing. Hopefully Sunday we got our shit figured out. We got Riley Amos, Ty Cady on. We're going to talk about US Cup. We're going to talk about the Olympics. We're going to talk about just all things XC on that episode. And then Friday at Sea Otter, we'll be doing a special live show. Yeah, hopefully it goes for a few hours and I'm not burying myself into the ground with a lot of people coming on. So, Or I am, one of the two. Yeah.
Sounds like you are, but hopefully we'll be there to relieve a little bit of stress for a little bit at least.
Well, I'm going to have some Twisted Tees on that day for sure. Lined up. Yeah.
Send some tweets.
Send it. Maybe by the end at the 4-hour mark, I'm just, you, that fed, get the fuck over here.
You're going to be like James, man. But, yes. Which, speaking of that, we're bummed he's not here. But
I know. James, he's traveling right now. Yeah.
Big
traveling.
Jobs. Taking over the important stuff, and I get it, man. This pod ain't it yet.
That's all right. He's got to buy a new van. We've seen it on the first episode. Yeah. Maybe he'll actually just not even get a van because he's got a big boy job. He'll just get like a regular commuter vehicle that is fuel efficient and pays him to drive it.
Yeah, I hope so.
We love you, Jamesy. Come back to us. You'll probably never listen to this, but yes. All right, cool. Thank you, guys.
See you next time.
Deuces.